greatest lyrics I ever read. They surpass anything I ever saw on paper. And they're also extremely important as spoken material, too. You know, like some written stuff doesn't come off when you read it out loud, but that stuff was all designed to sound. I think it does sound. I really like the underlying intention of the whole thing, too. There's an awful lot of music in that album. I don't think you should put the whole emphasis on the words. And when you say you listened to it the first time, you thought it was all jamming. It's not. The night they recorded those tracks, the group went in, and they were so well rehearsed. They cut 20 of them in the 1 5-hour session. And they did some of the songs 5 times in a row. I swear to God, I couldn't tell the difference between any of them. He's sitting back there saying, no, I'll make them do it again. Because he gave each one of them those parts. And they practiced those things over and over again at the house, you know, like 14 hours a day, trying to learn how to play the crazy guitar part against a bass line that's in a different key, different time signature, and different everything else happening over here. It's really a monumental piece of work.
And
I mean, I just feel that stuff, man. I mean, how, what do you, you got a Coca-Cola, you know, and boom, the mother's breast and the hot poker down your throat and you, the shape of the bottle, and you realize that you got the blues.
Let me ask you a question. Well, let me do that.
Coca-Cola.
Were you making music actually before, that's a silly question, of course you were, but were you consciously setting about to set music down before you were really actively listening to it?
In
obviously,
my mind, you mean sculpture? Yeah. I think it's the same thing, yeah. A little quieter.
it's maybe a bit more tactile feeling.
Yeah.
Fingers.
Yeah.
As opposed to ears.
Yeah. Well, I used to do it with my ears.
That old Strictly Personal album. That caused a lot of heartache, that album, didn't it?
Well, not really. I just didn't like the idea of the Brahma Seltzer dumped on it. It's all that.
Yeah, the new album, what you've done since then is an awful lot cleaner
sound. Yeah, a lot more clarity, yeah.
Well, just you can hear it better.
Well, I like this album that I've just done better than any of the others, really, for feeling. Although I like Trout Mass Replicon, like Monte Carlo Billions. I like them all. It's just that I think I'm getting more to getting it together on clarity now. I mean, on a record, that's really something, man. You know, it's very difficult, you know. Because I have a hard time focusing my mind. I mean, like, all of a sudden it's studio day and all of a sudden, the sound is cut in quarters, and you know, it's ridiculous.
And you've got all that problems about translating the. Do you have any problems about at this date about translating the parts that you write down into the way the Magic Band plays?
No, because we're so telepathic now that it's very easy.
Do you feel it's getting very near that you won't be needing to write down the things so much?
It's getting there. Yeah. It's really getting there now.
Who's in the band? Is it the same as it's been?
Ed Marimba went over onto percussion on drums. Drumbo left. Wing Deal Fingerling is with me on guitar now. Zoot Horn Rollo, pardon me, is on the other guitar.
With the twin neck one?
No, the Zoot Horn Rollo is the tall cat.
I remember.
6'6". He plays, you know, slide, steel appendage, and all that stuff. And now Rocket Morton is the bass player, who you're talking about that has the double necked instrument. Yeah.
They're
playing good now, man. Real good feeling, you know.
But do you
think it's not that important now? You see, the feeling is coming up, which is what I've been striving for—the feeling, as opposed to the music.
Yeah, you mainly live way out in the country. Do you have any problems coming into the city with this city life?
Well, the rabbits up there, like I said today, go 2 miles an hour. The whales are out cleaning their barnacles off. I can look right out my window.
I've never really seen a whale.
Oh man, they're brilliant. Very intelligent.
You've seen a flying saucer. I heard a little bit about that earlier. I didn't quite catch that.
It wasn't me ducking from some dish either. It was actually there.
Well, what did it look like?
Well, there's really no way to describe it because of the fact that it was just energy. But I saw 4 of them. I wasn't using any narcotics or anything like that either, or drinking.
And, was there anybody, were there any living creatures that came out?
I don't know, because after that I had trouble starting my automobile, and I really didn't think about this after seeing that for about, seemed like a couple of weeks.
So it was just as if the saucer absorbed the car's energy.
That was very, very, I think it was nice. Yeah.
I was lost there. I had a thought there. Man. Somebody asked about the lyrics to Electricity on Safe as Milk. I think we mentioned that earlier. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
Would you mind giving them to him again?
Oh, it's singing through you to me, thunderbolts caught easily, shouts the truth peacefully. Midnight cowboy stains in black and reads dark roads without a map. To free, seeking electricity, electricity. Go into bright and find the light. Know that friends don't mind just how you grow, electricity, electricity. High voltage man kisses night to bring the light to those who need to hide their shadow deed. Lighthouse beacon straight ahead across blank seas to free, seeking electricity, electricity.
I love listening to your voice. It's got great tones.
Thank you.
Hardly ever come across a voice that sounds like that here in the East. Must have been the desert that did it.
The desert did it.
The desert did it.
Yeah, the desert did it. Well, the desert was didn't it a long time before the... I'm just kidding.
So that was when it was underneath the water anyhow.
Yeah, well, man, you know, like, being underneath water all that time is, you know...
Has to absorb something.
Yeah, really. But, when the ocean is moving, it takes the whole world to heal. Maybe we'll have another desert someday. People don't quit wounding the ocean.
And gouging the land. Well, the ocean...
It takes the ocean all day to wave.
That's real pretty. It really is. A tender thought. Why don't we play Ornette Coleman? He plays real pretty. Which was the one that
was yeah.
queued up?
We did Let's Play, didn't we?
Yes, that's on the Friends and Neighbors record that Ornette cut. That's the newest one that's out so far, I think.
And then there's one coming out on
the one coming
called,
out
science fiction.
Do you read any?
No, I'm not very good at reading. I haven't ever read a book in my life, but my wife reads to me now, and I find it real enjoyable.
What kinds of things? Science fiction stories?
Well, no, truth. You know, like, science fiction is true, usually. But the other night, she read me a thing about... I've known this for some time, but I read it again, that the wolf, you know, is still being sought after. And the crow, you know. And the crow is brilliant, you know, brilliant bird. You know, it seems like they I don't know, you know, it's people ought to cut it out, man. I mean, imagine that, the wolf, you know, an animal like a wolf. What is it, mates for life and, all of those wonderful cultural habits they have that people don't, but people won't watch them. You know, they should watch wolves rather than shooting them.
Were there ever any wolves near where you were in the desert? Did you listen
to
them?
Oh, no, they were gone by then, man.
They were gone.
Yeah, they ran them all out. You know, like, they're gone all, only in Canada and India and probably Russia they have. But they have bounties on them in Russia. But there's never been a record of a wolf attacking a human being.
That sounds bizarre, probably, to most people. I have to sneeze soon.
Never. Never been a record, man.
So,
maybe they're too artistic for people.
Maybe so. Maybe they're...
The largest living land mammal is the absent mind.
I was just thinking that maybe the wolf's like... kind of the land-bound dolphin.
That's a shame about the dolphin, too, isn't it?
The dolphin, the people that swim.
Beautiful thing.
I
dig the design more than I do the human design, don't you?
Oh, it's much more streamlined. It's more adaptable for its environment. This is a Michael Tiersen program that's a bit out of the ordinary. We've been speaking with Captain Beefheart for a while, who is appearing in town Friday night over Turvine. You're over on the phone. I guess I... You want me to play another record? You want me to play another record for a moment?
Well, I'll tell him. I'll tell him about that. All right, thank you. Yeah, I'll tell him about it.
Come on in, Bill.
Take it easy.
Oh, that's okay. I have one on my...
He has one on his little knife. He's got a little knife that...
has everything in the world.
Everything.
And a saw. That's right. Swiss Army knife. They're very useful. I had completely lost track of... What was it that he was asking you? Or was that...
He wanted is there a station called DAS? Used to be.
Oh, there still is, yeah.
Yeah, well, he says that he wanted to hear more, it's party night, you see.
Oh.
He wants to, on Friday nights and whatnot, and he wants to hear more music, like, for instance, like 30 minutes of the Led Zeppelin and 30 minutes of me and 30 minutes of another group, I guess, so that he can follow into the thing, you know, like to dance, I guess. I know what he means.
I know what he means. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've both been listening to
it. He doesn't have a stereo himself, so he listens to this to,
Why?
What
is that? It's useful. Excuse us as we veer off on another little tangent, Radio Land. But, these things happen. You find that happens, Tom? That was the one that just disappeared before I could get it out. I just couldn't...
I think everybody, you know, has their own opinion of what they want to hear, and...
That's the tricky part about this gig.
At least he called and said what he thought, though, you say. Something, you know, like... Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a
lot of people just sit back and smolder.
Sure, that's the hardest thing about this kind of a gig is the vast number of...
Everybody.
The vast number of people that you try and... Hit as many people as you can at any given time. Even so, I begin to feel that that people have lost touch with spoken word. You know, they unless it's got something in back of it, some kind of a musical thing to give it credibility, that it doesn't mean nearly as much as the same word that someone would sing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Play more field hollers.
That's a fine idea.
Or I'll make an album of poetry and send it to a spoken album.
I think that would be very good.
I'm going to do that soon, yeah.
But kind of just as a sidelight. That would be nice.
I'd like to do that. I think I should do that.
Would it be just, would you do it spoken or would you put backgrounds on it?
I think I would just speak it.
And focus it.
People put their own images on it, you know, their own music, the mood, temperatures and climates or whatever.
I'm starting to lose my focus on conversation right now. Let me play Robert Pete Williams.
Yeah, that would be nice.
This is a song called Rolling Stone that at least is partly traditional and partly Robert Pete's own tune. We're WMMR, Philadelphia. Oh, that's accidentally right there on time. Robert Pete Williams, and then I'll do another of your own songs.
Oh, I could say something right now. Would you
sure,
like to say
please
something?
Do.
I did an album called Save His Milk, you know. And, for instance, I never got any money for doing, I never got any of my royalties, you know, either from Europe across the pond or in this area, you know, or in any area in the United States. And Waterman, the fellow that takes care of Robert Pete Williams, I did Grown So Ugly by Robert Pete Williams on my first album. And he came up to me and asked,
you think of leaving the country?
Have I ever thought of leaving the country?
Yeah, like permanently, you know.
Do you mean the earth?
No, the United States.
You mean the United States?
Yeah, the United
I don't
States.
Think they know I'm here now.
Do you think they know you're here? Really, though? I'm absolutely not serious.
Did you even get... Did I
better not laugh too much if you're going to put this on the radio. Right? They're liable to get us for breathing with all our holes open. Is that true? Isn't it, though? Oh, man. You know that they're about to poke their genitals into our cream cheese moon right now?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? That's my eye.
What do you mean, your eye?
The moon. It's part of me.
I don't understand.
Why don't they go poke it in the sun, man? Are they afraid to do that?
Yeah.
They might get burned up, right?
Yeah, right.
They're not very daring, are they?
What do you think about that?
Well, if they cut the nose off the rocket, you know, I think it would be a little more natural. You know what I mean? If they could get up there without having the hole in the front closed up, I think that I would enjoy it more, and I'd like them more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Well, you do know what I mean.
I know, sure.
It's just that you have to put this on the radio.
Yeah, I guess I do know what you mean.
Of course you know what I mean. In other words, they don't come, you know, and they do come, and they're kidding themselves. I know what you mean. I think we'll all be all right, though. I have hope, you know, so I'll be all right.
Do you really have hope?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I really do, to be perfectly truthful with you, about all the time.
Yeah. How do you do it?
How do I do it?
Yeah, right. I was just driving through here, and I was losing mine on the way, you know.
Yeah. Well, I just figure that if I'm breathing in and out, you know, I'm doing all I can. And if I'm doing all I can, then that's all I can do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, do you really feel that you're doing all you can?
Yeah, all they'll let me do.
Yeah.
You see, I can't be bought. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And believe me, I'm doing all I can do. Because I won't lie. I just can't, I can't do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well that shows up in your music, you know.
I think a lot of people have hope. You know that? I really do. To be really truthful about it, I think a lot of people have hope. I think that the war means that a lot of people are on the last form of communication. You know, because when you have to shoot a bullet at somebody just to say hello, that's pretty weird, isn't it? It would be better if they gave them all boxing gloves. You know what I mean? Or shoes.
Shoes?
Yeah, I think maybe.
Why shoes?
Just why not? Yeah.
If
they didn't give them why, I think they'd all be all right. Don't you think the church did that?
Yeah.
Why is it controller? I think that they're trying to put a square in a circle.
When do you think
they'll do it?
No, they'll stop. Or they'll find out they can't. You think they're finding out now?
A lot of people find it out on their deathbed. But it's still not too late. I think if we live, we live.
Yeah.
When we die, we die.
Do I still open here? I mean, did you used to be really concerned about dying like most people are?
No. No, I die every time I breathe in. I live when I let out, right? I think that if everybody cut out all cleverness, there would be no anxiety.
You think people will ever be ready for that, except for a very small number of people?
Depending upon whether they want to breathe with all their holes open.
Can't you get exasperated, though, by the general sort of level of, you know, people?
You can't even be responsible for yourself. So if you try to be responsible for anybody else, you know, it blows you right into it. Right?
Yeah.
You can't breathe for somebody else. Nor can you hold your breath for somebody else. Or you're both contributing to it. To your demise, is that right? That's one of those words. That's what I said. One of those straight line controllers.
What about some of these people that are trying to organize to make change, you know? Some of the radicals.
They remind me of a rabbit's foot on a keychain. That's all I can say. I mean, that's all I can say. You know what I mean? Because we always play. You never stop playing to start again. Because if you stop playing, you're dead. And when you're alive, how can you be dead? You know what I mean?
How do you keep it together if you don't think in terms of breaking things up in units?
I guess I don't believe in 3 square meals. Or a day.
You were brought up on the desert, or near the desert, right?
Well,
at least that's what...
I was born in Glendale, California, and I was a sculptor until I reached the age of 13. I was studying with Agostinho Rodriguez, you know, from Portugal, the sculptor. Then I went, my folks moved me to Mojave and told me that all artists were queers. And I couldn't get away because the police wouldn't let me, you know, every time I'd run away, you know, like, they'd bring me back home, you know, to Mojave. And then I got in a fight every day, you know, just trying to, walk with, all the transients in, Mojave, you know, and I say transients only because they thought they were, you know what I mean?
No.
Well, what's a transient? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
somebody
yeah,
who likes to go
yeah.
for a walk farther than somebody who is a resident.
Yeah.
So the thing is that what's a resident? What's a residue? What's a reservoir? What's a resolution? What's a rhinoceros? Get the point? So the thing is, And he's even been attacked, you know, because his horn's good medicine for sex, right?
That's
horn, yeah, you know, right. Like grind up his horn,
yeah.
Man. We're lucky they haven't found out about our teeth. You know what I mean? Or somebody hasn't found out about, you know. So anyway, I finally was able to leave my folks, you know, at 18. Although you never leave anybody, you're just not as near them as you were before. So I got down here and tried to do an album. You know what I mean? Then I tried to do another album. Then I tried to do another album. And I just can't do an album. Do you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
That's final.
How do you feel about...
I like beats, not money. I'm just kidding.
But how do you feel about, like...
Feel like an Indian.
Hmm.
How do I feel about what?
Well, considering, you know, like, what the setup is for the music business or whatever business it is, business. But about, you know, like, getting your stuff out.
Well, if it sits up... Then it should start crawling. Then it should start walking. And then it should start running. And then it should start knowing that it's doing that. You know what I mean? I think it's a setup that doesn't want to walk or crawl. That's what I think. I wonder why all of our musicians like Don Cherry and... John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, and all those people had to go to Europe, you know, to be able to play, you know, in front of people. Don't you? That may be indicative. I know that somebody playing free music is not as commercial as Hamburger Stand, but... Is it because you can eat a hamburger and see it and hold it in your hand and you can't do that to music? Is it too free to control, maybe? It
didn't used to be, was it?
I don't know, I didn't used to be here. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I don't read books. Because they're square. They don't go in very easy. And if they do go in, they're a controller because they have lines. I don't believe in straight lines either, or any lines.
Mm.
I believe in circles. And I have to believe that way or I would fall apart.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. At least...
If I wasn't controlled, if I believed that way, I'd fall apart. And you see, I don't think that there's, pardon me, a controller or a controller. You know what I mean?
Do you think, and people not knowing or just being taught and believing and not realizing that it's not that way at all?
I think that might be it.
Yeah.
You know what? You know who told me that? A flower. Believe it or not, there's a bug in the middle of it. Watch out for flowers with bugs in the middle of them. But don't read in anything.
How do you feel about getting more of this information out to people?
How do I feel about it?
Hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just that you know a lot that most people don't, and I wonder how you feel about getting the information out to them.
Say that one more time.
Well, it's just that, you know, a lot of things you've just been saying, most people don't know.
I think they all know it.
Well, they aren't awake enough to, say, know it consciously.
Hmm.
How's that?
I wonder why that is. That's pretty strange. I wonder if that might be vindicated. I think that everybody's perfect when they're a baby.
Yeah.
And I just never grew up.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying I'm perfect. Because I did grow up. But I'm still a baby. Whatever that means. I'm just not as serious as the rest of these people, I don't think. You know what I mean? I can't get very serious, you know, about funerals or anything like that.
Mm.
Can you?
No, not that.
No. Well, I think that's what they're serious about.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever think of, apparently you don't like written words.
I really don't, but it's a good exercise for the fingers, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, I think.
Yeah.
I think it stops you from doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
It stops you, when you start to write something, it stops you from seeing all around.
Mm.
When you focus your attention that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But isn't that just sort of what's flowing out of what was being absorbed at other times, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know...
That's true, you know, but... let's put it this way. I'm trying to do my own language, you know, without any periods.
Yeah.
I like music better, I think, than words. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder how many people do it.
Truthfully, I think that most of them, of course, I can't make a judgment on it, you know what I mean? There's no way to measure that anymore, is there? I think the Beatles may have proved something, you know what I mean? I've never seen anybody dance to words or move to words. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On paper.
Yeah, right.
But I've seen a lot of people move to music.
I feel it's called film.
Mm. I like film. Yeah, I sure do. And I don't like what some people display on it.
Yeah, right.
I think they ought to have more love scenes and less war jobs, don't you? Don't you, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, I think these war jobs tend to make people not exercise. And then I don't think their head is with their heart.
Mm. Yeah.
I think they get their excitement off of watching something, you know, with a lot of attention focused on it, rather than getting a natural excitement, you know, like by walking out in the garden or walking out in front of a semi. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Do you ever think of, it's not practical apparently, but ever play with the idea of doing a film? Oh, or, I mean, do you have ideas for films?
I sure do. I sure do. I've always shot my own movie.
You know what I mean? Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think if everybody shot their own movie, it would be nicer, don't you?
Yeah, but it's sort of a means of education, too, isn't it? I mean, oh, shit, I don't know.
I don't either. We're getting into Catholicism or something.
Kazoo.
You know, I think, you know, like I hear a coyote howl, you know, up here on the hill, which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
You know, I hear it. It's nice that I can hear it. It's nice that I can howl. He hears me howl, too. Anyway, I hear a coyote howl up here, and I think that he howls music to prove that he's there. You know what I mean? To hear his echo back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think that he's doing a natural function, you know, out of the mouth and into the ears. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't think there's any other reason. Well, I guess it could be.
You see, I have the ability to reason, so I don't know what his reasoning is. There's that. I think that anybody that chooses not to use their ability to reason is the reason that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Before. I think that man could get along without books. Don't you? And
yeah.
Be quite happy.
Sure.
Because he'd have to have his own experience.
People in Africa seem to be
pretty. Man. Really pretty.
Yeah.
I think that, what is his name, Pierre Hallé?
I don't know.
Jean-Pierre Hallé. Have you ever read any of his books?
No.
I think that his books are really worthwhile. He did a thing called Congo Kitabu. It's really pretty musical, you know, for writing. But he went over to Africa to see if he could do something about them going over to Africa. You know what I mean?
I don't understand that.
It's getting pretty progressy over there. Mm-hmm. Too progressy to have any animals left.
Yeah.
Which is part of us, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I say the moon's our eyes, you know? We see the moon, don't we? So it's our eye. Animals see us, don't they? So we're their animals, right?
Yeah.
You ever got old black snake hooking my rattlesnake? You ever got old black snake sucking my rattlesnake? Yeah, I don't want you fooling around my meat. I wanna yeah. I wanna use her. I wanna use her. Yeah, you know, he's staying and he watch me every morning and when I leave home. That's all I'm going to tell you. What's up to that?
We got a mature audience here.
You got a mature audience?
Yeah, their average age is about 25.
I hope none of them are running.
Do what?
I hope none of them are running.
Running?
Yeah.
Running? Okay. They're going to listen to Mick Jagger after that.
Mick Jagger? After that? Are you kidding? What are you talking about? You can't, I mean, you surely didn't fall for that English mess, did you?
Mess? Never. Never. Never.
That was my artistic cough.
Do you have any questions from the audience?
Mick Jagger. Yeah, I have a question for the audience.
Okay.
Who's Mick Jagger?
Okay,
but we've been talking about this fella as if we knew him all the time.
Oh, I'll play you one of his records sometime. Next question.
Yeah, you do that sometime.
It's on the flip side of, what's that?
I'm just sending you up. No, I'm just kidding. This is our cognac, he's just sending me up.
Unfortunately, I'm high and dry. No, just dry, not high and dry, just dry tonight.
High and dry?
I'm not low and dry, just kind of dry.
In this day and age of all this acceptance of sex and everything, you're high and dry. My. Who did that, Jagger, did that?
Yeah, you're right.
I would think so,
They did high and dry, too.
Yeah, that's as high as they're going to get.
Gee whiz.
Gee whiz, now that's something else.
That's a song. Yeah, right. Carla Thomas, isn't it?
Gee whiz.
Maybe that's older than that. I think there was a Gee whiz.
Crows, I think. Oh, Gee was by the Crows.
Gee by the Crows.
Gee whiz was by the Farmers. Gee whiz. Yeah, that was a nice one. Well, listen, tell me something. What is this beeper story? I mean, what does that thing do? I mean, is it something?
It's to make it legal, so it's being, to let you know it's being taped.
No, you mean you're bleeping out things that I say that,
No, it's just an indiscriminate 15-second or...
I get it.
Yeah, we don't have one that we can censor people with. As a consequence, you can say anything you want.
Really?
Yeah, about anybody you want, and we won't censor. We can turn the switch, actually, and cut you off the air, but...
Yeah.
But I don't give up myself.
Yeah, but, you know, like, we don't want to scare any of those old people that carve...
stay up till 11.
...statues of Santa Claus, right?
And stay up till 11:40 and listen to KHSU.
Yeah.
No way. I mean, after you play 2 hours of Captain Beefheart, there's no way those little ladies are going to stay listening to.
Is that right?
Well, even if you play 2 hours of Mick Jagger, they won't, or 2 hours of Johnny Mathis, they wouldn't even listen to that.
Well, Mick Jagger, I mean, if you play 2 hours of Mick Jagger, I won't even listen. But the thing, and I ain't no old lady. I mean, I don't know. That sensationalism stuff that has been done over here on the stage or something, I can't buy that. Don't try to get me one either.
I bought it. I paid like $5 for that.
Really?
You know, just as a...
Well, I don't have any value of money either. So.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it again, actually. They were very bored.
They did a good song a long time ago. I liked it. I was talking about earlier tonight, called Down Home Girl.
All right.
But I liked I liked Jones, you see.
Tastes like pork and beans. You like Brian Jones?
Yeah, he was a nice fella. Met him in England about 7 years ago. Nice fella.
Okay.
But I suppose Jagger's a nice fella too. Wish he'd believe it. I'm just kidding. I don't have anything against Jagger.
Oh, we have a question here from somebody who's wanted to talk to you all his life.
Who?
Paco.
Who?
Howdy.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Oh, pretty good.
I've been a fan of yours for as long as my lifetime goes.
Is that right?
Yep. It's, do you remember being in Alexandria, Virginia in 1970?
Alexandria, Virginia in 1970?
The winter of 1970.
What was the name of the place, do you remember?
It was the Virginia Theater.
Virginia Theater, yeah.
Yep, that's where my life started.
Well, what, you were hearing stuff from the album?
Mostly, Lick My Decals Off.
Lick My Decals Off,
yeah.
And Trotmaster Up.
And, Ry Cooder was there.
Ry Cooder, yeah.
Remember that gig?
Sure, I did.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
I certainly enjoyed it myself.
I didn't meet you, though, or I would remember your voice.
No. I was in the audience, though. Yeah, with my brother.
You liked it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It was. Fire.
Before I went there, I didn't know who you were, actually.
Really?
Yep. And I heard about you. I said, well, why not? And I went, and wow, it was you.
You liked it, huh?
Now I've got all your albums.
Good.
Last spring, I met Zuhorn Rolo.
You met Zuhorn Rolo last spring?
Yeah, at Record Works.
At Record Works?
When I was, I was doing a report for my English class.
For your English class?
I did a paper on you.
A paper on me?
Yep.
That's really showing some class. What do they say in English class?
It sure is class.
What do they say about that in English class?
Well, the teacher gave me an A.
Gave you an A?
Yep.
I better give him an album.
It was, I did the whole thing orally, and I really got it on.
Good.
It was, I said that you were a surrealistic rock musician.
Well, listen, I'll probably see you sometime down at Record Works.
Great, I'd really like to see you.
Oh, and next time we're down there, why don't you...
be down there.
leave your number there, and we'll call you up and have a chat with you.
Okay, fine.
Bring a lot of girls.
Yeah. Maybe you come by the studio next winter.
Sure.
All right. I'll
give
it back.
Next
quarter. This is cool.
Sure. Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you said next winter.
Yeah, I said
I'll
next winter.
Before that. I'll be there. Yeah. Well, listen, tell me this. Well, I was going to tell you something. Have you heard my newest album?
Oh, yeah, I have it.
You like it?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I think it's the best one I've done to date. I think the next one will be even better because the feeling is getting a lot softer and more free, you know, it's flowing. You know, we're getting down into you remember when they used to put bed springs in the beds? We're going back to that.
Springs in the bed.
Bed spring type music.
I like Spotlight Kid myself, but...
I'm not inferring that I'm going to wet the bed in front of her. I'm not going to dry it up.
It's fine. I really enjoy it, so I give back to Studebaker.
Oh, listen, nice talking to
him. Well, you didn't know the Studebaker, did you?
I didn't know that, but he's a nice fellow, isn't he?
Yeah.
So are you, Studebaker.
Well, I wish you hadn't said that, but there was something that he just mentioned.
Why do you wish that?
Oh, I don't know. That's irrelevant. He just said something that reminded me of, like, he bought one of your records, right? And I was just thinking, I think the local record store sold about 10 records or so. Maybe 5 or 10, say, of Clear Spot.
Left?
Not so many has been sold, I think.
How many did they get?
About, well, they're out. They're sold out right now.
Oh, they sold out.
But,
well, that's not too bad an average.
Yeah, but figure that there's 20,000 people, say, that record store's,
20,000 what?
People in this area that they service.
Is that
right? And you figure that record sells 10 records in every area with 20,000 people. That would be pretty good. It'd sell 100,000 records nationwide.
Well, do you know how many it's sold right now?
Yeah.
50,000. It's only been out in a very short time.
It's not bad.
That's good. It's doing very good.
Yeah. Well, you can have some ice cream then.
Yeah, I'll be able to have that ice cream bar before it melts.
Yeah. Can you mix cognac with ice cream?
God, I don't know. You mean on the same day? Or do you mean at the same time?
Yeah, well, some people will try anything.
You know it, man. I know, I've noticed the musical market.
It's true, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff that comes out on records and comes into the station.
But I don't have to believe it, I play music.
Well, you have to listen to it.
You're the one that's in trouble. You have to play stuff. Of course, you play what you want, though, don't you?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's something about this trip is that we have a choice of what we can play.
People are lucky that you're there, I'll tell you. Up here, you know?
Yeah.
that you play what you think. You know?
I think so.
Very good. There should be more stations like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a commercial station here. Lasted for 2 months. Did the same thing. Yeah.
And it lasted for 2 months?
Well, they didn't have any salespeople, so they blew it.
I see. Well, I know what you mean. Well, I guess you want me to play some harmonica now, right?
Okay. I was just going to request that, actually. But...
Yeah. I'll play you a tune.
Okay. So,
you had a request. I know you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Here you go. Well, that's all I could do because I was bent over in some kind of a weird butterfly lotus petal position with this phone sticking out of my lap in place of my, I was trying to play the harmonica in it.
What key was that?
That was the key of skeleton key. That's all I remember that.
Skeleton key to the left.
It was a skeleton key.
Something like that. Whatever it is.
I'll come down there some night and we'll have a grain of popcorn together or something.
All right.
But I'm sorry I couldn't physically make it down there.
Yeah, it's okay. I think that, like Paco said, next quarter. I think he meant that we got to put another quarter in the phone or something.
Is that what he meant? That's nice.
Good thought I'm misinterpreting.
Yeah, I thought he meant the college, the school. I'm hoping to play the college up here. They haven't asked me. I guess they're playing hard to get, huh?
They're playing deaf and dumb or something.
Playing deaf and dumb.
Right. Yeah, we'll work something out.
Well, I hope so.
Sure.
Because, I like to come down and have a little cognac and play a little music and see a few shapes.
Yeah, well, maybe some of the
college, depending upon what shape I'm in.
Maybe some of the college program boards listening.
At least one, Alex St. Clair said. You're slipping, man. You usually like three or four. No, I hope no old ladies heard. Well, God, I hope no old ladies heard that. Maybe ladies, but not old ladies.
Hey, you got an extension phone, right?
I've not only got an extension phone, but I've got a... Well, never mind. I can't talk about things that are over there. It's irrelevant at this point. Anyway, I'm sitting here with Alex, you know. It won't do me any good.
Yeah.
He says, likewise.
I'm glad you agreed on that.
Yeah.
It's good you...
We ain't pushing any abnormalities or anything.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear about any, you know, disharmony in the band.
That's fine, Alex. Abnormality. God, he just stepped on himself. Oh, Alex, Jesus, boastful. Well, listen, I better get off here before it costs you too many quarters.
Yeah, we're going to pay for this, probably.
I'll bet you. You really think so?
This is really good. It's a lot better than having to queue up and play like about 50 records in an hour or something.
I hope that I didn't blow out your a transformer or something.
No, that actually didn't happen. But it was some kind of a weird trip when I switched the beeper off. It seems to have a built-in mechanism that says, "Well, you switched my beeper off. Now you can't, put me on the air or something like that." It's a sensor,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's an OR.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, listen, I'll have to, what I'll do is this. As soon as I get back from this tour, I'll come right down.
All right.
You know, I wish I could have made it tonight. I had no idea that we were going to have a change in the group like that, you know.
Okay.
But it's a good one. I mean, you'll hear. You won't believe it.
Okay, a lot of people don't believe it already, but...
Yeah, but they believe this album that we just put out.
I mean, I'm going to play some of it.
If they don't, they've got to be kidding.
ready to play right here. We're going to start with Low Yo-Yo stuff.
We're going to start with Low Yo-Yo. Yeah. Just a minute. Wait a minute. Let me, just a minute. Hold it just a second.
Sure. Listen to KHSU and Arcata. We're talking to Captain Beefheart on the magic telephone. Good luck.
Oh.
Good luck. If you have a radio, you won't get us anyway.
Why?
Because we only reach about 10 miles or so.
All right. Well, listen, man, I will let you go so you can get busy plugging my record. No, I'm just teasing you. No, I'm kidding. No, I enjoyed talking to you, really, and I'll be down.
Okay.
And I really enjoy your record store, too. Very nice people.
Thanks a lot. This is a non-commercial station. But we can't plug your record, though.
No, very nice, you know. Very nice. I wish all record stores were that nice. You know what I mean? The people and the record stores.
Right.
Some of these things are like a damn supermarket.
Right.
They don't even take the eyes out of the fish. They just let them sit there and look at you.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope none of those supermarkets get up here.
Ooh, I do, too.
They'll clean up.
It's real super up here now. If those markets get up here, it won't be so super.
Yeah. Well, if people know to listen to anything, they'll buy anything.
Well, listen,
the price is right.
If you see Bigfoot, tell him hello for me, will you?
Okay.
Till I get back.
Yeah, I'll try and stick it in my mouth.
And also Bigfoot, I like her, too. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
All right, man.
See you around. And
yeah, listen, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Really?
Bottleneck again.
No, really, thanks a lot. I really enjoyed it, really.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I've been working musically all day, you know, and that's why I sound drained, if at all. I sound drained.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty amazing to get anybody on the phone like this.
I didn't make my note today.
Didn't make your note?
Yeah, I didn't make my note. Or my nut, you know.
Oh, right. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Tell the girls that's all right, you know, like they can play hard or good if they want to.
All right.
It's only a matter of time.
See ya.
Coming up behind me. Whoops, I took off.
That's nice. All this equipment is starting to screw up.
Well, listen, tell all the girls hello for me anyway.
If anybody would like to donate some money to this radio station, you're welcome to.
You're talking to me, right?
Oh, not specifically anybody listening.
Well, maybe I will when I get
there. Yeah, if we can sell enough of your records, I'd hope you could buy a station for
me. Maybe I'll just do that. And we'll grow bean sprouts over there or something.
Right, let me stick it on the other turntable.
Well, listen, take it easy, man.
I'm trying to.
I better get off.
Working?
Am I supposed to get off or what?
Maybe I know why I can't hear because the speaker's on. Is it? Oh, it was working. That's amazing.
It's raining in that other room, right?
Yeah, low yo-yo stuff is coming up low in the background. Okay, thanks for the call.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Goodbye to the people, you know.
All right.
It's weird, speaking over the phone. It's weird. I don't know how you're doing, man. First record, even weird. Well, listen, take it easy.
All right, bye, Cap.
All right, bye. Man.
Grandfather had a hammer. That's where I got the idea for that song.
Uh-huh. Was it a plum? Plum hammer, maybe?
Plum hammer.
Was it?
It may have been.
Because I worked with an orange claw hammer.
Yeah, it was a claw hammer.
When did it get to the west?
What do you think of Phoenix, Arizona?
Hey, it's real nice.
You like Phoenix?
Yeah, a lot of nice people, man. and I like the vegetation.
Yeah.
The lack of.
What do you think about Houston?
I mean, it's real nice.
Yeah. Houston.
We talk about places you don't like.
I like playing here a long time ago. I played here a long, long time ago. I think it was, it must have been 71, 72. And I enjoyed it then.
Where'd you play then?
I don't remember.
I think it was the Coliseum.
Sure was hot, I know. Right?
Yeah.
Sure was hot.
That characterizes the people down here.
I was so
hot.
Wasted.
Yeah.
I drank about... I think I had a six pack, you know, and it got so hot and everything. I thought I was going to keel over on the stage.
Do you drink beer?
Well, not a lot of beer.
Yeah.
But just enough. Yeah.
We drink beer.
Yeah, you do.
You think things are going to go a lot better that you've gotten away from the wings of Mercury?
Oh, definitely, man.
Thank
you. Those little things. You mean the time I pulled a guy's shoe off and took the wings off the shoe? And that's when I quit.
Yeah.
He didn't even have any wings on the back of his heel.
That's always been a lie, from what I understand.
I know.
Well, it's just that I think that as a devotee type and sincere type, it's good to see you back.
Nice to see you.
You know, it's
yeah. Well,
how many albums was it you've been away? three, I think it was.
Did
71? About 5 or 6.
Now, how many did you have suffer through?
Well, I did one with Frank Zappa called Bongo Fury.
Yeah.
All right, that was at the Live Down on the 22nd of May, 1975.
Did you see that?
Yes, I was there.
I hitchhiked from Del Rio to see that.
Jeez. That's a long way.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing in
well,
Texas?
Well, you don't fool around, do you?
No.
Yeah, and Eric Johnson, we were all watching some guy playing guitar that opened the show.
Really?
A space group that was kind of space jazz.
That was
intellectual acid eater.
What was the name of that group? Electromagnus.
I'm smart. I eat acid.
Oh what is the significance?
I don't think that's... I don't think that's too smart, really. Anything made by people that's going to create a poison like that, you know what I mean.
Yeah, don't ask Jim Jones any questions.
Jim Jones.
What is the significance of snapping black eyes? One of my favorite lines in your tunes is, "She bore me 7 babies with snapping black eyes."
That's some real black eyes.
Real black
eyes. They snap like that.
They snap.
And it has other meanings.
Yeah.
Well, the blackness doesn't come until after the snap.
That's
right.
I've started to use snapping as a verb more often, you know, and
the Gulf Coast
directly due to snapping black eyes because somehow that holds some type of special meaning. At least it deserves verb status.
Well, it deserves the something. Red bean in that song was not of any kind of drug connotation there at all.
No.
Are Harry and Irene
just a kidney bean?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Pinot.
Are Harry and Irene real people?
5 lesbians.
Oh, yeah.
See, it's more than Harry and Irene. It's Rana, Dusty, Canteen, Irene, and Harry.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that 5?
Somewhere very,
very near a 5.
It looks like you're drawing a dodo bird, Captain. Does that present problems for us as interviewers?
What, a dodo bird?
Yeah.
Only if you have paranoia. A little paranoia is a good propeller.
keeps your shoes on.
Yeah. No, I don't think that.
I'm real freaked out.
Not a total person.
Does that make any difference?
If you're real freaked out?
Yeah.
To what?
Well, what do you mean you're freaked out?
Well, I mean, somehow I get the idea that there should be some significance attached to the picture you're drawing, a lot of the fact that you're talking to us, you know what I mean?
Why would that freak you out?
Can't you listen to the radio and talk at the same time?
That's an interesting question.
It wasn't
of course,
question.
I was born here, and
well,
naturally got a chip on my shoulder.
Chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, because of that fact.
Why would you have a chip on
your shoulder? I've got a regular old question. Do you think, from where you were standing tonight, do you think the audience was absolutely listening to what you were doing? Was paying attention?
Yeah,
as much
I feel that they were paying awfully good attention. Yeah, okay. I really enjoyed it.
I can tell some of the audiences seem to be listening for every word to see if it's something
from
an album or something, or whether this was something new. And then some of the people seem to be saying, what's that?
You know what it is? It's because people can't believe they can do it the same way they heard it the first time.
On the record. Are you thinking while you're drawing this picture? Are you just drawing?
Yeah.
Do you only do this when you're... in between performances, or do you do this all the time?
I do it all the time.
I bet you've got a lot of...
I mean, we have an imitation of an Indian with a poker chip.
I've seen that. It's a beautiful thing. That's right. You know Dwight.
Why does he come to be called Captain Beefheart? He ain't anyway.
That should be called Edward.
I never thought any of you were stupid.
I'm only kidding.
No, please, I know
please,
you are.
Please believe me.
I thought he was stupid, and I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
Well, how did the name Captain Beefheart come to be?
Well, there was a tomato. They call them Beefheart tomatoes. And my uncle, Alan P. Wilkes.
Big Al?
Alan.
Big Al Wilkes?
No, Alan.
Good friend of mine. Oh, Alan. I'm sorry.
Wrong record. So at any rate, Alan told me, he said, that'd be a good name to name yourself after a tomato. And I just put the captain on.
Why didn't you spell it?
Nice, so it looked good on the album cover.
Yeah,
why didn't you spell it? Why didn't you spell it Bouef to make it more continental?
I don't know. I don't need that.
Did you know the continental is only 30 inches from the ground?
Is that right?
Whereas everything else is 36.
That makes sense. I got that explains it.
I had a 49 Oldsmobile. But I couldn't even slide a 4988 Coupe Holiday 88, you know,
without the sauce.
Yeah. But I drive one of those.
That damn thing, I couldn't even put a package of cigarettes under it. It was so low.
You know, that's interesting because I have a 50 Mercury, and I've always wondered why everybody had so much fun on the drive-ins in the 50s because... You can't see out anywhere.
That's why.
I think I answered my own
Beefheart,
question.
I think that Nash was the one for that.
Yeah.
That's true, because the seats fold like that.
Yeah, right. Right into a bed.
Back then.
How old are you?
I'm 1,000 years old.
You don't... are you like kind of a woman? You don't just divulge that, you know, like the traditional view of...
That's been a common question lately.
I'm only a woman when I'm making love. But, I mean,
oh, gee, we
you
always
like to be on the bottom then, huh?
We always ask these type of questions.
I don't think there's such a thing as the bottom or the top. I don't know whether it starts with the bottom or it starts with the top.